You've caught us when we're tired. But we just had World's Collide and the John Morrison special.
I didn't watch that, though.
Oh, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm telling you, like, I love the friendship between John Morrison and The Miz.
When did they start filming? Like, right after he re-signed?
It was, like, December 18th, I think.
Okay.
It was, like, the day they announced he was coming back.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it went actually until, like, yesterday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's pretty good, actually. They showed Presley the dog, though. Presley was on there, and that was exciting.
It's a highlight of the show.
I was like, oh my god, it's Presley. But like the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I wonder if they'll show Taya.
I'm sure they didn't.
I'm like, they should though. But he actually was wearing one of her shirts though. So yeah. But yeah, definitely a good watch. I enjoyed it.
Unlike NXT, which you did not enjoy. I think you went into it not really wanting to like it.
No, I went into it wanting to like the Finn match, and I just...
Well, it's hard to like a match when you don't know who the other person is.
Yeah.
And you and I both don't know who that was, so...
Literally, I was like, what is this guy doing? Who is this guy? And of course, like, Finn was being, like, peak Prince Devitt in the match, so like... Very distracting. Oh, and he did the ropes thing again. He did the ropes thing.
Oh.
He did. And I was like, oh. And guess what? It was
just like you remember.
As before. It was. I was like, you could see outline.
Someone tweeted a gift of that today and like, this is a gift from God. God has blessed us.
Hey. Hello. The men's love him. The women's loves him.
The gays really love him.
The gays love him. This podcast loves Finn and everything he does. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, there's Finn being Finn. Like, his wife is such a lucky woman.
She is.
She is. I'm like, well, I'm a potato, and I will be alone forever. Hmm. Good to know.
We both did, like, the final match, the Undisputed Imperium match. That was good.
That was really good.
Even though Wolf really got hurt.
Oh, God. He got kicked right square in the jaw. Knocked him out.
It was loud.
Oh, it was loud. And then, Roddy landed weird on the power bomb.
Wolf out, though. Like, he was gone for the majority of it.
Yeah. Wolf was taken out. Roddy was like, he doesn't remember kindergarten after that. And
that just made Imperium look that much stronger, though, that they beat all of them.
Mm-hmm. And Walter chopped the shit out of Kyle. Like, well,
he chopped the shit out of everyone.
He did. I love Walter. Walter's a mood. He's a big mood.
That's true.
He is.
He's like, he has RBF all the time.
He does.
So.
Like, yeah. Plus, can we just talk about their theme? Their theme is good.
It is. I don't like their trunks, though.
Nah.
Their trunks bug me where it just, like, says the Imperium across the back. And it looks too much like it just looks too much like a sign or something. I don't like it. It bugs me. I might just take that off the back. It's got the lines on it and everything.
Yeah. You know what, though? Can I just say I was disappointed with Rhea Ripley and Toni Storm.
And maybe I kind of was, too, just without even realizing it, because I had it on, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it.
Like, I was just disappointed in it. Like, I don't know. I don't know why. Like,
because there was no build, perhaps.
That, and plus, like, I know we're not the only ones, because I've seen that opinion out there that, I mean, it was good. It just wasn't. It just wasn't what we thought. And to be fair, you had the reunion of DIY and then Undisputed Era and Imperium. And then you're going to put that, like, right in the middle. So, I mean, I can understand why they did, because you got to give the crowd a break. But, like, I don't know.
I don't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was good. But it wasn't, like, the expectation I had. But DIY is back together. Love it.
For the moment.
For the moment. And there was no shenanigans. None. Ciampa was like loving on Johnny and everything was great.
Just kind of like this pay-per-view to me
seemed weird.
There wasn't enough build other than they did do a little bit for Imperium and Undisputed. But other than that, I don't feel like there was really anything really done.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like with Imperium and Undisputed, you didn't really need a lot of build because they're like the two biggest factions in NXT. So it's like, it didn't really need the story building as much as some of the others did, and then the others didn't really have any.
Yeah, I mean, but I do like, this is actually something I really liked. I liked that through the show, when there wasn't wrestling, they were building stories for NXT.
That's true.
Because we had Tegan Nox attack Dakota Kai. We had Bianca Belair watching the Rhea Ripley match. We had Finn attacking Johnny after the DIY match. So, you know, they're setting up some shit here.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just feel like there wasn't enough for this.
There wasn't. Oh, and of course, our favorite part of the evening, the Broserweights were there.
You know what I wish? I wish that the winner of this would, like, you know, get a title match or something.
They are.
Oh, they are?
They are. That was announced tonight.
Oh, okay. Because I kind of assumed when, so they just announced it. Okay, because yeah, I kind of assumed since Undisputed was in it, I was like, okay, so they're just going to get a trophy and that's it?
No, they just announced it since Undisputed Era was eliminated, that the winner of the Grizzly Young Vets versus the Broserweights will get a title match at TakeOver Portland.
Mm.
So. And let me tell you, Matt Riddle was very, very upset in the most Matt Riddle way that the Grizzled Young Vets weren't happy with the announcement. Matt Riddle was peak Matt Riddle tonight, by the way. He's like, bro, Why aren't you happy about that, bro? We get a title match, bro. My bro from another mo. And then Pete's just sitting there looking.
Do we really have to wonder who? I mean, they gave him a shirt. I think we know they're going to win.
DIY has a shirt, too.
Yeah, but they're like an active tag team. They're a tag team that's been together. This is two dudes they put together for a tournament.
Oh,
that originally had no meaning.
Unpopular opinion, I want the new DIY shirt because it looks really cool.
It's probably not unpopular. I'm sure a lot of people bought it.
Yeah. Because it's got like Ciampa's like flag thing on it. And then it's got Johnny's like smiley face with the eye. And then it says DIY. I'm like, I want it. Like that match made me miss DIY as a team. Like, I love them separately, but, like, every so often, I would like to see DIY.
I can see that.
Like, they brought out
the kind of like DX.
It's like they brought out the old music. They had a new Titantron. They're coming out. They had matching gear, like, but Johnny's were the trunks and Ciampa's were the pants.
They're kind of like DX.
They are. But, like, it's like, I like them separate, but, you know, every so often, I want to see the oldies, but the goodies. Mm-hmm. Plus, DIY was a really good team.
But we're missing a whole point that clearly they're going to win.
Clearly, Broserweights are going to win. Yeah. Because let me tell you, that team is the team I never thought we would see, but now I can't get enough of. Like, if they don't win, and Pete is so over now because of it. Like, everybody loves Pete now. And he seems very enthused about it. As enthused as Pete can be.
Yeah, as much as he possibly can.
He cracked maybe a little bit of a smirk.
Which is great.
That's his happy face. Uh-huh. Because, you know, you normally he looks like he wants to kill somebody. So, you know, this is an improvement.
It's the weed.
It is. He's probably smoking weed with Riddle, let's be real.
Yeah.
He's spouting out puns now.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. Yeah. You know he's got the good shit.
Be fun.
And he's vegan and, you know, a hippie, so. An angry hippie. Who knew? Who knew that was a thing?
It'd be a fun time.
It would. Oh, Peter Dunn. Oh, Peter Dunn. So, let's talk about SmackDown, shall we?
What about it?
So, SmackDown. I saw something that I am very impressed with. We had a contract signing with Blood.
I knew you would love that.
I did. I got a kick out of that. I was like, yes.
It didn't look very realistic, though.
Well, you know what? Either way is the closest we're going to get to Blood. So
no, it was a great idea.
It was a great idea. I mean, yeah, people were sitting there just like, ugh. Like, people were disgusted, and I'm sitting here going, yes, I respect this.
Oh, the everybody was disgusted. A lot of people liked it.
Some people were like, I mean, people liked it, but they were like, oh, that's on Blood. And I'm like,
we're getting somewhere.
He got me going, yes, I respect his game. I mean, it's the most sacred of contracts.
So basically what happened, he shoved the knife in the middle of his hand and then smeared his blood all over.
The pin. It wasn't even a knife. It was a pin.
Pin.
He stabbed himself and signed it with Blood. In addition, we learned that Bray has a fax machine that lit on fire when he tried to fax the contract. And Mercy is a lawyer. Apparently, Mercy is a lawyer.
Who knew?
Who knew? And a notary, I guess. Somebody had to notarize that. And, can I just say, though, I laughed my ass off when he was trying to work the fax machine, because I'm like, that is a mood. Side story, my old work made you fax stuff still. That was me with the fax machine. I'm like, I don't know how this shit works.
We have a fax machine at work.
Then at one point, I was like, is there a number I can call? Is what? How? I'm like, I don't know.
It's not that difficult.
Well, this one was. This wasn't like a newer fax machine. I was like, well, what way do you put the paper in? I'm confused.
It tells you, usually.
No, this one didn't. Anyway, let me just say, I can relate to fax machines. Also, he did drop a little bit of a thing for conspiracy lovers out there. He was talking about reptilian languages when it said, he's like, English are reptilian. So apparently the Fiend or Bray can speak reptilian. Who knew?
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but you know, that was another little slide in there. A little Easter egg for those of you out there. Also, Mistake was the word of the day. I can think of lots of things that are a mistake. But we're not going to go into
on
that.
On SmackDown?
SmackDown. Life. Twitter. You know, mistakes all around. John Morrison had his second match against Kofi Kingston. And can I just say, John Morrison, you know what? Okay, so I watched Impact, so I'm not surprised. But, like, a lot of people are like, he's improved. And I'm like, yeah, I watched Impact. So. But if you watched Impact, you know, like, he's basically been bringing it for 8 years? 8 years. That and Lucha Underground. But, yeah, it was actually a decent match. I enjoyed it. And The Miz is his hype man now. It's pretty exciting. In addition to that, there was a strange backstage segment where, Big E is being oiled up by somebody, and, apparently his being oiled up is so that nobody could catch him to throw him over the top rope. Let me tell you, that guy, he must have gone to Sam's Club and said, hey, can I get the 2-pack of the gallon baby oil and just dump it all over me? Because that's basically what he did.
We don't shop Sam's Club here.
Okay, well, Sam's.
Costco.
We got both here.
We have both here, too, but I don't set foot in Sam's Club.
Well, Sam's Club has the baby oil because I've seen it there.
Well. If Costco doesn't have it, I don't need it. I had a very terrible Sam's Club experience.
That's why you do in-store pickup.
They're just assholes.
The Costco here is like all old people.
I love Costco. I love their food.
Can I just say, this is a total like sidebar. Literally here, every Costco I go to is either a shit ton of moms with like 17 kids.
Oh, no, not here.
Or old people. Yeah, that's literally what it is. And there's never any parking, ever. Like, no parking. And then when you go inside, mom lets her 17 rugrats, like, run around the store.
No, not here. I don't think the last time you were here that it was open, but they literally opened one, like, not that far.
You know what they need to do? They need to have in-store pickup for Costco, because I would do that.
Hmm. I love Costco. They're like food where they prepare it, you just have to like cook it. Oh, they have so much good stuff.
That is true. That is good. Anyway, enough about Costco. Elias. Okay. Can I just say I have a feeling that Elias is going to have a very long, like he's going to stall getting to the ring tomorrow night at the Rumble by having his performance.
I could see that. Hmm.
You can see it. He had a very nice song where he sang about teaming with Braun Strowman. And they had a match against Cesaro, who is the secret billionaire. Mm-hmm. And my favorite Japanese wrestler, Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm sorry, I'm so stuck on the secret billionaire.
Yeah. Well, and Sammy Wawab was there too.
When I get proven right about this billionaire thing.
If you're proven right... Like, I don't doubt this, but I feel like you and I are the only ones on this secret billionaire train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like we're the only ones, which is a shame because we're right.
We're very right.
We are super right. But secret billionaire Cesaro. You know what? I bet I'm telling you, I think... He's got to have at least 6 houses.
Well, he's got one here. Or maybe 2 here.
Yeah, because investment West Coast, property. Coast.
Like maybe he has California. He probably has a vineyard a beach in California.
House? Or a beach
maybe
house.
A beach house. Maybe,
oh my God, yeah. What if he has 3 here? He's got like a beach house.
He has like
house.
One in like Napa. And then like one in like Malibu. And then like one New York.
Yeah, like a penthouse in New York.
Yeah. Then he's got one in Switzerland, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, that's...
He's definitely got a vineyard in Italy, a chateau.
A chateau. France. If not Italy, then France.
One of the chateau in France. But he's definitely got, like, a vineyard in Italy. Yeah. Italy. Yeah. He probably has somewhere in, like, Asia, like Japan.
What if he's got, like, Thailand?
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That's not...
Oh, and probably, what is the really rich place in the Middle East? Dubai.
Yeah.
See that.
Definitely. I could see that too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that secret.
Probably bonus. Funneling a bunch of money to Australia too.
He probably is, because he is, let me tell you, he is a good man.
A billionaire that saves the koalas.
Oh my God. Don't even talk about the koalas, because
I know. Cry. And the kangaroos. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
I'm just saying, I bet you he sent money to Australia.
I bet. Anyway, the only women's segment. Let's talk about this shit show. We got Lacey crying.
I did feel a little bit bad for her.
I didn't.
Well, addiction's a terrible thing.
It is, but I'm like, listen, you're like...
Maybe it's why she's a product of what she was raised.
You're an alleged homophobe. And, like, 3 months ago, you were calling the fans nasties.
She made a turn, a face turn. I'm not a homophobe shit.
But why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Since Vince decided that's the way it should be, I don't know.
Well, anyway, she's up there crying about some bullshit. Really, I just thought it was bullshit. I'm like, really? And Bailey comes out and just says, "Where's your daughter now?" and attacks her. Which, can I just say, I was like, good for her. And then after that, Carmella and Dana Brooke declared themselves in the Royal Rumble. Which, Dana Brooke, we still have not heard about what happened with Batista.
No, she got a boyfriend.
I know. So now I'm like, girl, missed opportunity.
He probably stood her up.
Or she stood him. What if she stood him?
She's stupid.
I know. Anyway, so meanwhile, after they say that they're in the match, Bailey and Lacey are fighting still in the back. It goes to commercial, and then we're getting a... Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Sonya and Alexa with no Otis. Or not Alexa. Sonya and Mandy. And there's no Otis in sight. There was no Otis on the whole show.
What is that?
What is that shit? Where's Otis? Literally, people were tweeting, "Where's Otis? There's not enough Otis on this show. Where's Otis? I don't know where Otis is." Can you believe that?
She probably hurt his feelings and we just don't know about it yet.
Yeah. She probably denied him something. Huh. Anyway, so before the match can even start, Lacey and Bailey are still fighting. And they cubbed out of the ring. And everybody just starts fighting everybody at that point. And that's it for the women's segments of
shocking. Everyone's fighting everybody before Rumble. Shocking.
I'm so surprised. Then they actually started SmackDown off with a match. Who knew? It was the Usos and Roman versus Baron Corbin, Robert Roode, Bob Roode, and Dolph Ziggler. So,
I just hate what they've done to Roode.
I know. I miss beer money.
Well, now Storm's got another team. What's he calling it? Beer something.
Yeah, it's an NWA.
Yeah, but what's it called? Beer?
I don't watch NWA as much as I
should. I don't either, but I saw something about it last night.
I haven't watched the new episode yet.
Well, he won the titles or something, I think.
He did. He won it Hard Times. I think that's what it's called.
Hold on. Very good. I just saw it last night. It came up on my... I'll find it in a minute. I don't know. He's beer something. He's making a play off of beer money. I can't remember what it was, but...
Yeah, neither can I. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just ready for this Baron and Roman shit to be over, but I know it's not going to be over.
Beer muscles.
Beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Eli Drake.
I mean, separate, they're good, but like beer muscles is a terrible name.
That's a terrible name. I didn't remember it being quite that bad.
Anyway, I'm kind of over the Roman and Bear thing.
I've been over it. You know what I read somewhere, which I think is a possibility, is people were saying they wonder if Corbin will be number 30.
I'm kind of thinking he will be, just to piss people off.
Oh, people will be so mad.
It's gonna be good though.
Oh my God, he can make it work for him.
What if Roman comes out at 30? Like, and there's no surprises whatsoever.
People will lose their shit.
And not
like in a bad way. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably like, honestly, shit. I would be, if that happened, I would be so underwhelmed. Like, yeah, you know, I'm not expecting CM Punk. Maybe Edge. Maybe. I heard MVP was being thrown around. That was another name as of today that was being thrown around. So, like, you know, I'd expect those. Not expecting CM Punk.
I'm not excited for MVP, though. I feel like that's kind of like.
Yeah. MVP's like, merp.
Yep. Punk, no. Edge posted an Instagram picture with his kids, supposedly, that was taken tonight.
Yeah.
So but could he just be
throwing us off?
He could be. He could be.
He could be.
He didn't say tonight. He was just like, mom's at work and me and the kiddos are blah, blah, blah. But he didn't say tonight.
And if that's the case and mom's at work, which she wasn't on World's Clyde, does that mean we get Beth Phoenix in the women's rumble?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If Nia comes back. I think that's probably going to happen.
I think Ruby Riott might come back.
Yeah.
Well, Io might be out because she actually just tweeted a picture earlier tonight of a knee brace.
Oh, nice.
So Io might be out. So let's talk about the Royal Rumble, shall we?
Yes. Why we're here right now.
While we're here. Anyway, so let's start with our prediction, shall we?
Yes.
Let's start with the match that'll most likely be on the pre-show. Shorty G versus Sheamus.
Sheamus, who cares?
Shamey. I'm gonna go Shamey. The champion, Andrade, was Zelina Vega versus Humberto, which Andrade. I still cannot get behind. I am so sorry, but I can't. Andrade.
It better be Andrade.
It's not Andrade. I riot. Ugh. Falls County, where? Roman versus Baron.
Roman. Or Baron Roman. With shenanigans.
I'm going to go Roman. And then Roman
gets him back in the Rumble.
I'm going to go Roman. With the match going, like, not, like, you know how, like, Falls Count Anywhere matches, they have him, like, on the Titantron, on the ramp, like, just, like, you know, inside the arena stall. I want them going outside, like, in, well, in the parking lot. I doubt
that's going to happen. Is that your dog or mine?
That's mine.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he's crying about. He's crying about something.
I have these earphones on. I'm like, is that mine?
No, it's mine. SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley versus Lacey Evans. I'm gonna go
Lacey.
Lacey.
I think I'm going to say Lacey,
unfortunately.
Too.
Unfortunately. All right, this is where I'm going to get controversial. Becky Lynch versus Asuka for the Asuka. Raw. Oh, my God. Not so controversial then.
I think people are sick of Becky. I'm sick of Becky. This maybe not how, everyone.
This is my opinion. Becky is good in the chase, but once she has it, it's
stale.
It's very stale. The strap match for the Universal Championship. How the fuck are they going to pull this off?
It's going to be dumb.
It's either going to be really good or really bad.
It's going to be really dumb. I can tell you right now. Because they're not going to do the spooky like you want. So it's going to be dumb.
Well, no, I'm thinking they're just not going to go as hardcore with it as they should.
Exactly. The stuff you want.
Like, even in, like, PG, you can still do it and not make it, like, stupid. But I feel like it's going to be stupid. I'm going to go with the Fiend retaining.
Yeah, me too.
But, like, the strap match was such a stupid idea. I don't know.
It's going to suck.
It's stupid. All right. The Women's Royal Rumble.
Oh. See, I feel like there's so many avenues you could go. If Ronda comes back, Ronda's winning it. If she doesn't come back, I'm going to say Shayna.
That's what
or
as well.
Or maybe Charlotte.
You know what else I was thinking? I don't know how you'll feel about this. Sasha.
Maybe. Tomorrow's her birthday too.
I was gonna say Sasha. If not that, I mean they could throw us all off and give it to somebody in NXT.
So let's think of it. If the titles both change hands, you have Lacey and Asuka.
Lacey and Asuka. I'm going to go Sasha.
Sasha,
either way. Actually, if the title does or doesn't change hands. Sasha.
I'm still going to say if Ronda enters, it's Ronda. If not, I'm going to say Shayna. But Sasha's a very good possibility.
Shayna would be my second choice. But Sasha would be, like, if I'm going at main roster, it's Sasha. If NXT, Shayna.
Or Shayna could be on the main roster as of tomorrow.
They've been advertising her for NXT house shows, so I don't know. Hmm. Maybe. The Men's Royal Rumble.
I think it's going to be Drew.
Agreed. I think at this point, it's pretty, yeah. I mean,
and I'm totally happy with him getting it, but I just wish it would be a genuine surprise.
Yeah.
I really wish it would.
Who's going to eliminate Brock?
I don't know, because I don't think they're going to put Riddle in. And I doubt Keith Lee's going to go in. So it's going to be main roster.
I think it'll be Drew.
I could see
if
that.
Not Drew, it could be Walter.
I thought about Walter, but you know they've supposedly announced. I haven't counted, but supposedly they announced 21 spots. Well, obviously one or two of those can get changed if they take someone out or, you know, shenanigans happen or whatever. But say there is only two surprise spots. Walter's not been announced.
No.
So he could be one of the two.
Yeah. Well, and you got to think, 21, if they don't add anybody else and they just add five NXT guys, just five.
So 28 spots are full.
28 are full?
That's what I read.
Jesus.
That could be wrong, but that's what I read somewhere.
Then never mind. That means like no NXT.
But think about it, they're coming out left and right saying, oh, this one's in her, this one's in her. Like, let somebody be a surprise. Like,
see, I think, this is what I think, and I've heard it a lot, so I know it's not super controversial. I think you should have to earn your way in.
Yeah.
I don't think you should just be like, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble. Like,
true.
If I'm sitting at home and fucking Titus O'Neil comes out, no offense to Titus O'Neil, but if Titus O'Neil comes out, I don't give a fuck about Titus O'Neil. Like, why? Why are you on my screen? You're never on TV. Like, why are you?
I could see them putting Mojo in it, and not. I don't think he deserves a spot, but I'm just saying.
Somebody, but here's the thing, is they said that could add a whole nother layer to the Rumble.
The title match and the Rumble match?
Yeah.
Now, that might be entertaining.
Exactly. Because and so they had a WrestleTalk did, how would you book the Royal Rumble, and they had Mojo in with him losing the title. And they had, each of them, two people did the booking. So it was like one person versus the other person. And they booked the entire Rumble. So like they had Mojo come in at like number 9. Like somebody had him at 9 and then another one had him at like, I think it was like 12 or 13. And like Brock at one point held it. Matt Riddle held it. There's a bunch of people who held it. Drew held it at one point. So like
that could be interesting.
I think it'd be entertaining.
I feel like though those big name guys aren't gonna give two shits about that when they're in the Rumble match though.
I think it'd be entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, it would be. So it's possible he could be one.
It's possible. I mean, I don't believe 28. I think they're going to start weeding people out.
Take some people out. That's fine.
I think they will.
Two of the people in are Otis and Tucky, I think.
Otis and Tucky.
Taking them out. Mandy could take them out.
I think Otis and Tucky, you know what though? I think Otis and Tucky will stay in because Otis is so over.
Yeah.
Like, that point, like, Otis. I mean, if Otis isn't in there, people are going to be pissed.
Yeah, I guess
so. And there was no Otis on Friday, so they owe us some Otis.
Yeah, but do we want to give Tucky a spot?
Oh, true. Sorry, Tucky, you're out. Tucky, I trade you for Walter. Yes. And, Humberto, you're out. Riddle, you're in.
Take out, no offense to Rowan, but take Rowan out and put in Keith Lee.
Yay! We're just going to rewrite this whole thing.
Yeah.
John Morrison and The Miz, you're in.
Are they not on the list?
They are.
Okay.
They said they were in yesterday. I just think that's funny, though. I'm like, yeah, you're out. Nobody likes you. Sorry.
No one, what is it that they said to Dorothy on Golden Girls just tried out for Jeopardy? No one will root for you.
No one will root for you. Listen, there's some people who we know will win the Rumble, and some people we know won't win, but, you know, they're entertaining. No one will root for you.
I feel like I'm Dorothy in that situation. Like, she's beating everybody, but she's being such a, like, cocky about it and everything. And they're like, she's like, but I did better than everybody. And they're like, yeah, but we want people that our audience can get behind and feel good about. That they'll root for. We don't believe anyone would root for you. I'm sorry.
That would be us if we ran a wrestling company. Listen, no one would root for you.
Well, give me one redeeming quality about yourself.
Yeah, please. Tucky, I know you're a nice guy, but what else do you bring to the table?
Mm-hmm. What's going to make me get up off my lazy ass to root for you?
Yeah. Rowan, either you tell me what's in the cage or you're out.
And even then, you may still be out.
Even then, if it's not, like, entertaining as fuck, then you're out. If it's not Mercy wearing, like, little, like, glasses with, like, a little hat, just as, like, a little lawyer.
One of those.
A monocle.
Yeah.
Kind of a monocle, little pinstripe suit. A little stamp that says notarized by Mercy. Then you know what? You're out.
Yeah. Not entertained.
You know, listen, Brock, I understand you're entertaining, but I gave your spot to somebody better. His name's Ramblin' Rabbit.
Hmm. Or Brock could wrestle Ramblin' Rabbit on his back. On his shoulder.
Well, Ramblin' Rabbit needs to eliminate Brock.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. And I'd be like, oh, look at the sweet little prince. He's doing such... That's another rumor. Finn Balor. Yeah. And he's in the little ticker thing. Like, okay, so WWE on Fox has like a little ticker thing of like, who can win the Royal Rumble? And guess who's in it? Finn Balor.
Huh. Maybe. Is Lana going to be in the women's?
Ugh. Because
she was in there in that ticker thing you're talking about.
Ugh. I hope. Honestly, I hope it's like last year where like somebody takes her out again.
Liv.
Liv takes her out. Somebody. Anybody. It won't be EO. Kyrie.
There you go.
Kyrie. Kyrie has a spot. Mia Yim. Lana out and put Mia Yim in.
True.
Like the women's run, I feel like I could overhaul and then I'd still have like more spots.
Yeah.
No. Lana out. Scarlett Bordeaux in.
My men would love that.
I know. We need
Scarlett's an upgrade.
A major upgrade.
Like Lana was the shit, and then Mandy became the girl. And if Scarlett showed up.
If Scarlett shows up, those other like, two look
Mandy
like,
who?
Those other two look like, no offense to them, they look like potatoes.
They look like us.
Literally, I got to thinking. Scarlett could be at Access.
She could.
That is going to be the worst fucking picture I ever
took. Yes, yes. I'd be like, no, oh no. like when we skipped Mandy, only it won't be because we don't like her. We'll just yeah. Like, I can't.
I'll literally be like, I enjoyed your work at Impact. You're a very nice woman. I'm going to look like a fucking potato next year. Listen. You don't understand how ugly I'm going to look next to you.
Mm-hmm. And fat.
Literally, my parents will disown me and adopt you.
I will look like a fatty next to you.
Literally, that picture. Okay, I'll take the picture, but it's not going anywhere. Also, I will Facetune.
Not you, because you're
not
fine.
You. You don't need Facetune. Me, I need Facetune, and then I'll save the picture and then Facetune.
And Bodytune.
Yeah. I will Facetune and Bodytune my Facetune and Bodytune picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll look.
Filter it a couple times. Filter a couple times.
And then I'll look acceptable next to you. Mm-hmm. Acceptable. Tolerable.
Not nausea inducing. Not vomit inducing.
Not vomit inducing. Not like where a man will see it and go, ugh. Yep. That's about, that would be the story of my life. Be like, listen, it's not because we hate you. It's because you're too pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you're a genius too. So not only am I going to look ugly, but I'll look dumb. Great. Great. Can I go stand next to Otis? I'll go look like Otis now.
Oh, God.
Literally, I'll look like Otis next to her, basically. And that's not a knock on Otis, but I'll look like Otis. They'll be like, oh, wow, what's Otis doing? No, that's not Otis. That's me. Yeah. Hey, you know, I think Scarlett would be a good choice. Or Shotzi Blackheart. That's another one who might be at Access, and I'm quite excited to meet. Because guess what? We share the same aesthetic, and next to her, we will look comparable, and, you know, if
that
we stood
can go on Instagram.
If we both stood next to Scarlett, we'd look like two potatoes. So, there you go. That one would be Instagram worthy.
Huh.
The other one, I'd be like, oh, God. I thought I looked good this morning, but, you know,
guess not. A lot's changed.
Well, guess not. Like every other picture, I'm like, wow, I look really good. And then that one, what changed? Oh, that's right. I'm standing next to the most beautiful woman in the world. Okay. Well, fuck me. Guess I'm a potato. You know what, though? It would be funny if I was dressed as, you know, Lady Fiend when it happened.
That might help.
That might help, because half my face is covered. So then I don't have to worry about my fat jowls. Don't worry, guys. That, and I'll have two layers of Spanx on.
That's going to be helpful.
Yeah. I'll be like, I can't breathe, but hey, hi. Nice to meet you.
Oh, goodness.
That's going to be entertaining. Me walking around Axis. I can't fucking breathe, but hi. Hi.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I haven't ate in 2 days, and I'm hangry, and I can't breathe. One of my friends said, dress like Abby. Just get a black dress. Dress like Abby.
You can do that.
Like I'm Abby the Witch. That way, I only had to wear one layer of Spanx.
Oh, my God. Or none.
No.
Oh, my God.
Because then I'll have a fupa.
Well, so does everyone else.
I don't want a fupa.
But everyone else has one.
No.
Yeah, they do.
I am not like everybody else. Get it right. Anyway. Oh, either that, I'll just wear my Sister Abigail jersey and my shorts and be like, I tried.
There you go.
I tried. But here I am. I've arrived.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. With my giant thighs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that.
Anyway.
Yes. Anyway. Royal Rumble. Back to our topic. Royal Rumble. I'm going to be really disappointed if, like, the surprises are super lackluster.
Well, I think they're going to be at this point. I don't really expect Cena, maybe.
Cena. I want Cena. The only Cena I would accept is if he's Doctor of Thugonomics, and that's not happening.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Undertaker as the American Badass.
That would be nice, too.
Just take me back to, like, 2002, 2003. Just take me back to then, and then, you know. Yeah. Just drop me there, because, you know, Eddie Guerrero is still alive there, so.
And we could get him to the doctor.
Yeah, we could. We could, like, listen, we're from the future, and I know you don't
understand. Like, Frequency.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Frequency?
Yes, yeah.
I love Frequency. The movie, not that TV show.
Listen, I know you won't believe this, but. You're going to have a heart attack in like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Doctor now.
Cardiologist. Yeah. And then look at Chris Benoit and go, you don't want to know.
Brain scan.
Listen.
Psychiatrist.
Neurologist. Retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you're thinking about retiring? Retire.
Do it.
Just, you know, you don't need to be here.
But neurologists go.
And then you go see some doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to know what happens.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that?
Yeah. And then look at Hulk Hogan and go, I know what you're thinking. You dirty, 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 angry, mean man.
Yeah.
Ugh. Blech. Yeah. But... I so just want something to be excited about. And now I'm like, ugh.
I want to be genuinely surprised by something. I know. In a good way.
Somebody surprise me. And MVP is not a surprise.
No. MVP, even if I hadn't have seen that online already, I would not have been a surprise. I would not have been happy about that.
MVP is like me sitting there going, oh.
Like, really?
Well, that's nice. I mean, can we take out MVP and put in the Broserweight? Just a thought.
Like shirt.
I know. We could always cosplay as the Broserweights.
Oh, we could.
We could. I'll just wear a hat and be like, bro. Or I could be Pete. Up to you.
Well, we both have RBF.
We do.
We need RBF to be Pete.
I think I have worse RBF. Apparently people
That's true. Can't... Between the two of us, yeah. I'll be bro.
You'll just look over. She's happy. She's so happy to see you. Oh my God. What if we can meet Matt Riddle? Oh. Sorry. Guys, I just keep thinking about who we can meet at Access because, like, I actually sat down and thought about it.
Pictures of Matt Riddle would be cool.
Bro. And Pete, we could just have Pete shrugging in his pictures.
What if they took one together?
Oh my God.
That would be the best.
Oh like, my God, that would be life.
Tag, like if they somehow end up with the tag titles before then.
Well, they could because TakeOver Portland's in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That would be adorable.
Yeah. We'd have to do that separate because like I would need my own.
Yeah.
And of course you would cherish that photo.
I would. Because he might actually be more comfortable because he has Matt there to do all the talking.
And he seems very punny now. So, you know, he might actually open up a little bit more.
That's true.
So, he might be full of jokes this time.
Or high.
Which then maybe when he's high, he's a chatty Cathy.
He might be.
Can't stop talking.
Might be. You never know. A lot of people are.
It's just a talk. Not me. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Depends with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's either I'm going to bed or me just sitting there going, bro. Literally, bro. Just out of it. Or going, I don't know what life is. What is life?
I never get sad.
No, like, what is life like? Because I'm just out of it.
That makes
I don't know who I am at that point. It's an out of body experience at that moment. So anyway, I just need Matt Riddle in the Rumble.
It's probably not gonna happen. I wouldn't hold my breath.
Well, I've learned not to hold my breath for anything in this godforsaken company, so you know.
I have a puppy dog that's wanting to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, mine too. Is it bad that, like, if I rewrote the Rumble, I literally would have, like, half NXT people?
No, I think a lot of people would.
Yeah. Because, like, nobody cares about Titus O'Neil.
I don't think he's going to be in it, is he?
I don't know, but nobody cares. I'm sorry, I don't care about Bob Roode or Bob Lashley.
No.
At this current point. Or Ziggler. Who cares about Ziggler?
There are people that do, but not me.
Well, not very many. Because, really? Not very many people. Not as many as they used to.
True. That's true.
My mom said he looked like Vince Neil. But old.
I can see it.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Anyway, guys, I don't know what to think. I'm hoping it's good. I'm trying to not be pessimistic about it, but guess what? I am.
That's what you are.
I am. And, like, I don't have faith in the current management of said company.
Aw, when the boys were leaving tonight, Bobby Fish took his tag title off and put it on Roderick Strong's shoulder.
Yeah, because Roderick Strong, you know, has to earn his keep now.
It's sweet, though.
Well, we all know Bobby Fish is like the beacon of good in this world.
I know. That's why I was bringing it up, because it was sweet.
Yes. You know what? Bobby Fish for winning the Royal Rumble. No?
No, not happening, unfortunately. You know what I like officially confirmed for myself? What? I kept thinking, I went to Royal Rumble in Atlanta, and I kept thinking, I think it was the year that Edge was there, that Edge came back. I'm not sure. And then I looked, and the year he came back was in Atlanta. So I was there. And I had a bit, and I feel bad because I had to think for a minute. Like, was I there when that happened?
Well,
like, I remember where I was sitting. I took some really good pictures. But I literally had blanked on the fact that it was the one where Edge came back. I was like, that's really bad. I was like, one of the greatest Royal Rumble moments ever. I don't barely remember it.
And you're like, oh, that happened.
It was 2008.
That's the year I graduated high school, so.
12 years ago. Jesus, was it 2008? Christ. I think it was 2008.
Shh. That means I'm old.
Or was it 2000? Yeah. I don't remember. It was a long time.
It means I'm old. Thanks.
I graduated high school in 2002.
That means we're both old.
Yeah.
We're both old ladies.
Yep.
Anyway, besides the fact that we're old and we're not going to get what we want, and I mean, the only good thing to come out of this weekend so far is Punny Pete. Oh, and Undisputed Era and Imperium. Yeah. Oh, and the blood signing. The blood signing was cool. But otherwise.
That's true. Oh, and Trent Seven lost a tooth. You were happy about that.
Yeah, I was very happy about that. Fucker.
Personal reasons.
Personal reasons. And Ciampa did it, so that made it even better. Psycho Killer knows what we like. Now all he needs is Goldie.
It's coming in time.
Yeah. He ain't leaving NXT, so obviously it's coming in time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So hopefully we're right about some of these predictions. I mean, if Drew wins, I'll be happy.
I'll be happy. I'm just afraid he's not going to get the huge crowd reaction that they...
I mean, Drew's pretty over.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hope he does.
People are liking Drew lately. I just worry. This is what I'm worried about. If they put some poor random soul at number 30 who is not a surprise. And it's not Roman Reigns and it's not Baron Corbin, because Baron would love it. Because people fucking hate him. And Roman is used to that shit. What if they put some poor random soul?
That's true.
Yeah. So part of me hopes Baron's at 30 if we're not doing any surprises.
He can take the heat.
He wants it.
Yeah. He definitely would get it.
He definitely would. I wouldn't. I'd be like, ha ha ha, losers. You really thought. You really thought CM Punk was coming back, but nope.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
No. If he does, in the slight chance that he does come back tomorrow, I don't know what I would do.
I would break the internet.
Like, I honestly, personally, I don't know what I would do. Like,
I mean, if he comes back, he's winning.
He's winning. If Edge comes back, Edge might win it. But emotionally, Edge, I know what I would do. Like, Edge, I'd be like, I would cry.
Right.
CM Punk, I don't know what I would do.
I think I'd mark out a little bit.
But I don't, would I cry?
No.
I might.
I don't think that's the kind of return where you cry. Edge is a return where you would cry.
Punk
got mad and took his ball and went home.
Well.
So, I don't think that it's cry worthy when he comes back.
Don't we all want to take our ball and go home when we're
at these events? We do. And in life, at jobs, yes. I want to do that many times in my job.
But I'm just saying, like, sitting here, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'd mark out, but I'm like, what would I actually do in the moment?
I would be, like, shocked with my mouth hanging open.
Like,
kind of how what? I was when he showed up at Fox. It's kind of like,
I feel like it would be worse. Like,
it would be worse.
Fox, I could be like, well, he's not working for the company, but if he comes out of the Royal Rumble, it's like,
it would be like when he came out on Fox, like times 10.
Times a million. Because then it's like, what does this mean?
But like, think about when he showed up at Fox, or like how the internet
broke out.
Like, imagine if he showed up at the Rumble, what the internet would do. I barely get on Twitter. I barely get on Twitter now. Like, I can't even imagine getting on there
Twitter
for the next,
would
like,
crash.
Week. Like, the next week, it would be nothing but punk. Yep.
But then, like, who would he face? Brock?
Yeah.
But then I would think they would want CM Punk on Fox, where he works. So then The Fiend. I'm kidding. See? That's... Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. It's, you know, you really... If you really want to give Baron some heat, have him eliminate CM Punk. Oh my God.
Have him a feud with somebody that eliminates him. I wouldn't bet be Baron at that point if he was going to have a feud.
If he's not going to have a feud, though, and you want somebody to have some heat, Baron, what's you, buddy?
Don't know.
I bet it would be Seth Rollins who would eliminate him.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Or, you know what, though? It would be so satisfying if it was the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I would be so... That's when I would probably cry. Tears of joy. I would turn on, like... I don't know what song. I would turn on, like...
We Are the Champions.
We Are the Champions. And then I would go later and get every gif of it and just play them over and over and over again.
Make you, like, a Tumblr... What are those things called where you put all the gifts together? A set.
I think it's a gift set.
Is it a gift set? Yeah. Get your gift set.
Where it's just Seth flying over with We Are the Champions in the background. It's like, oh, look at him go. Oh, loser.
Do it again.
Make a YouTube video where it's just like, repeat.
Like with that, what is that song? The Sweet Dreams Are Made of This Song that they make the stuff with. That'd be funny.
It's like, this is the moment Seth's heart broke. Look, you can slow-mo
it. People would love that.
It would be years of entertainment. So, and then somewhere in Japan, Will Ospreay would give a standing ovation. And give it 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Meltzer would give it 10. I give it 100. Because guess what? On the Nikki Star system, if you fuck over Seth Rollins, well, you get a lot of stars. Just all the stars. You win! You're the winner. You're the winner! Yay! Yeah. Anyway, on that note, everybody pray. For if you're a praying type, or if you're not a praying type, if you're a thinking positive type, well, let's hope that if on the slight minuscule chance CM Punk shows up, that he eliminates Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Breaking news. Triple H confirmed on the NXT post show on Facebook Live. Well, him and Sean actually did it together. That Adam Cole's challenger will be named on Wednesday for NXT Portland. I wonder who it's going to be.
Don't know.
I don't know either. This is very interesting.
Ciampa doesn't have anything going on.
He doesn't.
Neither does Finn, though.
Well, Finn does.
Oh, yeah, he does. Gargano, yeah.
Finn does have something going on. So, Ciampa.
There you go.
Or watch, some other idiot will want something.
What if Velveteen comes back?
See, that was something somebody said for the Rumble tomorrow.
That would be cool.
Velveteen. But see, I'd be okay with that. But only if Cena comes back and standoff.
That's true. There's your two surprise entrants right there. Cena and Velveteen Dream.
Oh, apparently when Ciampa and Johnny were walking up the ramp, Ciampa grabbed Johnny and acted like he was going to throw him in the barrier and then did, ha, 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 jokes on you. And everybody's like, oh, for fuck's sake, Ciampa.
Mean.
Hilarious. Anyway, on that note of them pretending they're going to turn on each other and then make a joke about it, but we actually said in our predictions that they would turn, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did, and it didn't happen. We're too cynical for their world, I guess. on that note, guys, enjoy the Royal Rumble. And we will be back next week with all the details.
Hopefully they're good.
Hopefully they're good. If not, then we will talk about how ridiculous the strap match is.
Oh, God. We can talk or how ridiculous the winners are.
Oh, God.
And surprise entrants are.
Oh, God. If there is one. I love how we're just
I keep thinking about if it's MVP, like what a letdown that's gonna be.
Just like everybody's like, oh, 5, 4, 3, 2. Choices.
Bad ones.
But still choices. Well then, Vince is like, it's a surprise.
Okay. For who?
Not me.
No, this is like a letdown.
Yeah. You're just like, well, it couldn't have been Ciampa. Riddle? No. Peter Dunne? No.
Adam Cole, baby?
Baby? No. Walter? No. Will? I'm going to go hit the dusty trail, Vince. You're on your own. But, yeah, guys.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. This isn't a complete shit show.
I wouldn't count on it.
You know, that's the sad. But hey, you never
know. Hopefully they have good lighting tomorrow.
Yeah, there could be good lighting.
Hopefully no one's blinded like we were last year.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Pretty sure. Wouldn't be surprised, you know. But yeah, so let's see how this goes, I guess.
That's a happy note to end it on.
Strap match, though.
Yeah, that's not a happy note either.
Bloody contract signing. No. DIY.
There we go. DIY.
Yeah. And broserweights.
There
you go. Tag team wrestling. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a happy note. And if you haven't seen their entrance, it's adorable. So go watch it. It's all over Twitter. But anyway, guys, we're going to go. Hopefully it's good. If not, we will be snarking on it.
Yeah.
It'll be great. We will make all the jokes. We'll be punny, hopefully. Like Peter.
I'll bring some sound effects. We'll be good.
We could get the ones from like the Firefly Funhouse. It's like wah, wah.
That's true. We could. It's a good
wah,
idea.
Wah, wah. Wow, that was a choice. Just like me sitting there. Choices. We'll just get that so I can just press a button because I'll probably be saying it a lot.
You can get a Jeffree Star one where he says it.
Yeah. Or just can't relate. Can't relate. Hi, how are you? With the little wand. We need the wand sound effects.
That's true.
We do. We need a sound effect board. Like, oh, wow. Unless something good happens, and then we might get applause.
Hmm. Well, the wand effects could count for good things, yeah, too. Like, magical.
Or we'll just do this. Snap.
Like, for instance, if Punk enters the Rumble and throws out Seth Rollins, magical.
Magical.
He's a unicorn.
He's a fucking majestic narwhal unicorn.
Prince.
And then, like, Ramblin' Rabbit gets on his shoulder. Like, all the funhouse creatures just, like, show up, and it's like a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this took a weird... Am I high? Am I high? And why is that bird dressed like a lawyer?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, you guys. You gotta think of him in a little suit, a little monocle, and a little stamper.
A little top hat.
A top hat. A little pipe. He's got a little pipe. And when he gets home, he dresses up like Hugh Hefner.
Oh.
Got a little silk robe.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I like it. Anyway.
And Ramblin' Rabbit brings all his bunny friends over.
Yeah. All the girl bunnies.
Yeah.
And then he... Oh, that turned morbid.
Eats them?
Yeah. But not in a sexual way. That's more murder.
Mm. You can murder in a sexual way.
Yeah, but then that just goes to a really dark place. DIY!
Yeah. Magical wand noise.
Bye! See you in hell! But seriously, bye.
Bye.